자르도 향박까지 맹화 향박까지 맹화라야 또 느그추두 느그추두 대야 다 제람다 조람 넘버 니저 온드 세두 제람저 온드 세나 콜로 대주 플랑아 는 콜로 대주 플랑아 대다 가생 자 뱀바니 볼라 바간다 우리기니 냠드 델네 왕크로만델라 드네 다 드링크 갑슬라 또 다 향바까지 이런 거 쪼어데 대조라만 되어야 이나야 다 내가 주족데 수수수수 지대 만다와 만다와 라떼네 냠슬랭게 여보제이다 드네 대야 지대가 향바 지대가 숨겨라 드네 지당게 산지지 καλά, είπα το και. Τι αγκούν το πίνα, γιατί τσάνι, το και τα τρελβεν τσίμπα, γιαμ δάμε μ' αγκούν το νόμωτα, γιαμ πρεγιωρουά. Τινή σαν αλά, το και τσίζει.
Kolodemcho has one face and two arms. There are different forms of Kolodemcho, as you have seen earlier, as in the traditions originating with Gampopa and Wichungpa, where the Yidam Kolodemcho has four faces, 16 arms, and so on. Now, here, as was said, Kolodemcho has one face and two arms. The consort is Dorjepamo, and as was mentioned, in this tradition, the five classes of tantras are practiced simultaneously, which then is as follows. Now, in terms of the visualization, there is the form one visualizes oneself in, as well as the visualization in front of one. Now, in terms of the visualization of oneself, the form one takes in the visualization, one is then Kolodemcho. Then, in terms of this form, there are what is called the mandalas of the form or the body, this being as follows. At the crown of one's head, there is the Yidam Sangwa Dupa, who is blue in color and who holds a vajra and a bell and is seated in the vajra posture. At the throat center, the Yidam Mahamaya is visualized. This Yidam is blue-black in color and has one face and two arms, and his consort is Sangye Kandroma, who is red in color. Then at the heart center, there is the Yidam Hevajra, who is blue-black in color, has one face and two arms, and his consort is Damema, who is blue in color. Then at the secret center or place, there is the Yidam Dorje Yikche, who has one face and two arms, his face being the face. Who has the face of a buffalo. Now, he has, as was said, two arms and is holding a curved knife and a skalka, and his consort is Dorjepamo. So, in terms of how one, or the form one visualizes oneself in, one is in the form of Kolodemcho with the consort Dorjepamo, and then these other four Yidams are the different centers mentioned within that form.
Tene ta te la ta ji ke tsu to kon te de kon yo la ba de ji ke tsu to kon na don do kon ka sa la tene u so ko lo de jo tene de de ji ke ka sa la ji de nga de lu ge ku lu ge nang do kon ba ma yi ba tene ko lo de jo kon dan do char do sa wan de ba tene lo ro ji pa do de no to ma ha ma ya Chanto, Dojin Jisi, the Wangai, Jokurte, Gonne, Nitella Chapon Provata, Solata Palazzo, but in the Nami or
Then there is the visualization in front of one. Again, it involves the five Yidams mentioned. So in the center, one visualizes Kolodencho and his consort. Then to the east of him, that is to say in front of him. Now here one doesn't visualize the other deities within the form of Kolodemcho, but outside of him. So in front of him, to the east of him, there is Sangwadipa, to the south there is Hevadra, to the west there is Mahamaya, and to the north, Dorje Jipche. One then makes offerings and prays to these Yidams.
Tene tate la tate goni jite ngage wang kuru tene sekre la tene te jes la wang jik la Ding it,
involving the five Yidams that were described. After that, there is the Samadhi empowerment of Kolodemchok, which does not involve a lot of ritual objects. As the name suggests, it relates to a stable meditation state, Samadhi. Now, during this empowerment, one then should visualize in front of one the five Yidams, Kolodemcho being the principal one, as was described. Now, from the four places, forehead, throat, heart, and the center associated with activity, one visualizes that respectively white, red, blue, and green light emanate, which then strikes one, and in this way one receives the empowerment of body, speech, mind, and activity, enlightened activity. relating now, the first one relating to the boss empowerment, the second one relating to the secret empowerment, the third one relating to the wisdom empowerment, and the fourth one relating to the word empowerment. Objects a preparatory stage, the actual empowerment, and so on, which an example of which would be the empowerment you received the other day, on Saturday, then and through which then you receive spiritual influence, then there may be an abbreviated or short form which the empowerment today is, where, as we have seen, the empowerment does not involve the use of a lot of ritual objects and so forth. It mainly deals with different visualizations. So, as we can see, there are different methods which then aim at changing one's state of mind.
Now,
we have now come to the second category called the basis of spiritual influence. As we saw, this category as well involves two empowerments. There is an extended one relating to the yoga of illusory form, referred to as the great empowerment of illusory form. This empowerment has three aspects or stages: the Vas empowerment, the Samadhi empowerment, and the secret empowerment. So during this empowerment relating to the yoga of illusory form, again there are the five yidams that were described previously. Now, as the vase is put on the crown of one's head and one drinks the water from it, one should think that one receives all four aspects of empowerment. As we have seen, these four are the Vas empowerment, the secret empowerment, the wisdom empowerment, and the word empowerment.
sāngwāla yīgī āgyāngu dē tābū gōmni tīne rāngu lūdī chāsāng tōngi jī mōngu yālmi tīne tīngi zī gōmba tīla tīngi zī jī mōngu sēkū.
Then there is the samādhi empowerment. Now one is in one's ordinary form and then visualizes as follows. One then visualizes that from the forehead of the yidam, who one has visualized in front of one, the white letter Om emanates, and it attaches itself to one's own forehead and fills one's head with white light, as a result of which one's head dissolves into emptiness. Then one visualizes that the red letter A emanates from the throat center of the yidam in front of one. It attaches itself to the corresponding place on one's own body. The throat is, or the throat center, that associated part, is filled with red light and dissolves into emptiness. Then, similarly, from the heart center of the yidam in front, the letter Hung emanates, attaches itself to one's own heart center, fills it with light, and is dissolved into emptiness. From the navel, the letter Tram emanates, attaches itself to the corresponding place on one's own body, fills it with light, and dissolves into emptiness. The green letter A then emanates from the secret place, attaches itself to the corresponding place on one's own body, fills it with light, and the remaining part of one's own body dissolves into light. Now, this is then referred to, as was said, the samadhi empowerment.
Tene ta te jesala sangwang lela. Tene sangwang ka kapsala ngaranzo ka lute lai korukam. Tene ti nonne za umate karu karpoche nonne. Tene za umanandu yige a karpoche gam. Tene tele wezer truene. Wezer tige topchi. Nanka Tata, Ludan, the name of Botanji, Remji Remji, work the journey, the name, Tony Timon, Yarson, Sandro, number Yamati.
After that, there is the secret empowerment where one is in the form of the Yidam. In the center of the form of the Yidam, there is the central Nadi, which is white in color. And within which there is the white letter A, from which white light emanates, as a result of which one's inner body, nadis, and so on, gradually dissolves into emptiness. Then after that, there is the samadhi empowerment relating to the five yidams mentioned, the five classes of tantras, and it is similar to the demchok empowerment as was described. So that's all.